Okay, so we're up to Mem Gimel, which is Beis Amid Beis, which is he just summarized everything you just said, and then he asked an interesting question in 43, which is that way we're saying it now is that the place of Avoida is the Chesaron. That itself was in the place of Hashem made that our job and our bechira and everything is all in one place, is in the Gilui of the Yichud. That means, now I understand that Hashem wanted us to work on it, but maybe Hashem, we could have worked on something else, and the Yichud could have been clear or something like that. Why? What makes it that they have to both be in the same place? Well, everything comes together. It comes together very beautifully that the makom of avodah and the makom of bechira and the Tachlis is all in the Gibli of the Yichud. So he says like this in Mem Daled 44. The thing which has to be in his gala is the Yichud. When the Nevi'im talk about Mashiach, what are they saying? That the Geula is going to happen. Even without a schus, eventually Hashem will take away the Yetzirah and they're going to all serve Hashem. And it's going to happen no matter what. If Hashem wanted to have that the primary purpose of the world is Bechira, so there's no independent Milo to creating a world of Bechira. Really, the world is not about Bechira. Bechira is a chatimitza for us to experience the true world. The world is not about Bechira. The world is about experiencing the Yichud of Hashem. But without Bechira, then it's a chesaron in that itself. The Loya Hashem could have made it that you're totally in Mishpat. It's not like that. But I already brought many psukim and chazals to prove that at the end there will be no bechira. So obviously the purpose of the bria was not bechira. The purpose was the tikkun haklali, which means to experience and live in the yichud Hashem. But Ella, here's an interesting line. Kadosh Baruch Hu combined the two concepts. And this is part of the greatness of the world, to make room and everything working towards one goal. Okay? So basically, he's saying that, again, Hashem, Bechir was a creation to bring out the goal. It's not the goal itself. The goal itself is to experience true Toiv. To experience and be in the that Hashem should be mative to us. And Bechira is there to make it a better Hatava. We should earn it.
It's also.
Part of that. Va'anachnu ad ata, until now, divarnu, we spoke, bichla, generally. We may have to talk lova elapot. Now let's get into the details. Kinei, samnu yisoid echad. We put down a fundamental principle. Everything in the world depends on the Gilui of the Yichud. And in that process, there's two tekufos. Two eras, two time periods.
Two stages.
Stages. Ha'echad is now when it's still hidden. And the second is Achash and Nisgala is after it's revealed. And the way the world will run in those two time periods, in those two stages, will depend. And therefore, we have to understand our role in each one of those two stages. And then we have to understand the connection between the two stages. And there's be a connection between the two. So let's go in order. So we should understand what's the purpose of this world, and Where does the yichud stand in this world? And then we'll understand the entire concept of avodas Hashem. So the seichel asks, "Akdama achas gedolav ikris meoyd tzarch ani lo hidyalach koyd mishenechlas lefnim beinian drachav eila." So he says, "I have to give you an introduction, though." Okay, well, Mahi, what's the Amar Neshama Mahi? So, what's this introduction? Amar Seichel. Hine anachnu roim chukim u'mishpatim asher yisbarach misnagim imanu anachnu nivrov midos v'drachim tzadikim. Basically, his introduction here is, at the end of the day, we don't understand. As much as the point of the Sefer, like you pointed out, is to understand, das tzvunos, Zuck there, we don't understand. So this is always like the I'm gonna explain to you, but tough time, I'm gonna give you klar, but lemais at the end, we're not gonna fully understand it. And then he says also, he goes into the concept that Rachum Chanun Gibor, when you mention the midos of Hashem, he says. There's a famous concept that the midos that we refer to Hashem are never the midos of Hashem himself. If I say that you're a nice guy, it doesn't mean that you always act nicely. It's not the point of what I'm saying. I'm saying your personality is nice. You're nice. Or if I say you are stingy, or I say you're lazy, or I say you're... It's describing the person. When we say Hashem is merciful, we're not describing Hashem himself. Hashem himself is above all midos. When we say Hashem is merciful, it means he chooses often to act with mercy. Hashem is not predisposed to any particular midah. So therefore, as he's saying here, don't think that when I say that Hashem has a character trait or a midah of some sort, that it's actually referring to that midah. Because that's not true. It's just a kidui for the hanhag of Hashem. V'dovrzen is baritz l'chachamim in the middle of 46. V'dovrzen is baritz l'chachamim mekoyim yisrabim b'bir rochav. And this is explained by many mefarshim. V'klal mashat tichman u'lehamin b'zehu. And the general principle is, ach ma'hu, ki hu yisbarach m'tzi'usoy noyda lanu v'adei shum mukhrach me'atzmoy. Ach ma'husoy yiyef sholanu ha'sikag. We cannot understand the ma'hus of Hashem. V'lo'oyed el shekvar osor lanu isra oylam. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says, that Rotzo V'Shoiv, you're never supposed to delve too far into deep things about describing Hashem. If you go too far, you may lose your Olam HaBa, because you may start thinking bad thoughts. And therefore, whatever we could imagine is not really describing Hashem himself, it's just describing his interactions with the world. Okay, and everything is according to our understanding, but not the real thing. Kolam shel dvar ha'adon huvadei meshulol mikom ashanachem moitzim bebriusa bebriyosav im chisaron mishleim esarkul vado yashalom mishleim esamiti shein shayich boi chisaron b'shumpanim kol meikar. Hashem's mitzias is not limited or subject to a description that we can give. Bilti musug etzleinu klal. We cannot get any sort of full Havana in Hashem. And we cannot understand our inyanim. So we cannot compare Hashem to us. Merciful, not merciful. This, that, it doesn't work that way. Well, if you wanted to create people, and to give us from his goodness, and allow us for some sort of connection. So he made that there's a way that he interacts with the world in a way that could be related to us, with hashpois and this and things of that nature. So it's true that he acts with that midah, but it's not muchach for him. It's not that he's predisposed to that midah. It's that he chooses to act with that midah. Okay, and Mimela, when you want to know what's causing the world to run, so yes, you have a guy, He runs a business, right? So what makes the business run? Everything's his decision. Everything's his decision. So is he a big spender? You're gonna see big spender. If one day he comes in, he's in a bad mood, he's gonna start acting in a bad mood. He's gonna start firing people and being with Samson. And no, I'm not spending money, I'm not buying that, we're closing this down. No, And then he comes in a good mood. Yeah, let's go buy, let's go. So what you're experiencing is not, even though he's the smartest businessman in the world, you're not experiencing his decisions always. You're experiencing his character, his midas. So the interface is not purely with his das. And most human beings, any human being is that way. So therefore, you're never really experiencing the full das of the person because it comes with a whole emotional baggage. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we experience this world, everything in this world is completely the das of Hashem, the ratzon of Hashem, not intermingled with a it has to be because but I feel so bad for this person, so I have to do this, or I feel so angry at this, so I have to do that. No, it's the compute das of Hashem, and that will trigger an hanhaga, which is utilizing appears as though someone that would be acting in chaos. But it's always the das of Hashem. That's what he says here. Shlitas ritzoinoi, shlita gemurahi. Sheein l'shum Whatever we could be masking is only his behaviors and not him himself. Okay, that's like a hakdama. That was an introduction to his next point, which we didn't get to yet. Okay, it's time yet. Go ahead.
Shkaya.
Yeah.